I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M Transportation Services now requires bicycles on campus to be registered. We spoke with Communications Manager Melissa Mirage to learn more about this new requirement.
Well, first and foremost, Transportation Services has had voluntary bike registration since 2010. So bike registration isn't necessarily a new thing on campus. But as of August 18, 2017, we have made it required. And really, the primary reason for it is communication. We really want to get a comprehensive database so we can communicate more efficiently with the campus bicycle community. And that's our primary reason for it.
So when you say communicate, what exactly are the things that you would be communicating with that bike community?
The reason why we're requiring the registration at this time, it's critical for planning and communication purposes, and I'll give you some examples. If we have an accurate database of our bicycles and the bicycle ownership on campus, in the event of emergencies like bike relocations, which happen at times, if we have a gas pipe break, which you've heard of, or any other construction updates or construction activity. This way we can reach out to them and give them information rather than have to relocate their bikes without their knowledge. But another good reason is for theft and loss. We have a lot of bikes that get stolen throughout the year or that are just never picked up. And with a comprehensive registration database, we can actually reconnect the bicyclist with a bike if it's stolen. We work really closely with the university PD, and that will just be another opportunity for us to communicate with the bicyclist direct if something happens to their bike.
Melissa, you mentioned that voluntary registration has been an option now for a while, but you guys have started making it mandatory. Why is there now a charge to register your bike?
Well, to register your bike, we have to do a couple things. We have to process, and we have to produce a permit that is actually required to go on the bicycle now. So half of that $10 fee, once it actually goes into effect in November, after November 17, half of that fee will cover that processing and the permit, and the other half will be the remaining amount will go to the operational cost of the alternative transportation program.
Okay, so you mentioned $10 fee, but right now you guys are offering a fee-free registration period.
Yeah, and that's what we really want to get out to the bicycle community, is that right now we just extended it. We initiated the mandatory bike registration in August, like I said, August 18. We've just extended it from our October 31st deadline to now November 17. So we really are trying to get as many people to take advantage of the cost-free registration because we really want to build that database as quickly as possible. And just to give you an example, since we started, we've already registered 5,724 bikes. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And we want to get everyone to register their bikes and become a part of that database so we can communicate to everybody in the bicycle community. We have about 8,000 bikes that remain on campus overnight, and we have approximately 3,000 to 4,000 bike commuters per day. So if you think about our campus, that's a lot of bike traffic going on and off our campus.
So, Melissa, who is required to register their bike? Is it students, faculty, staff, anyone that's coming onto campus for any reason?
Everyone who is coming to campus for either work or class purposes has to register their bikes. If they're going to be leaving their bike on campus or parking their bike on campus for an extended period of time. The exception to that are our visitors. If we have visitors that are only here for a short period of time, we are not requiring that they register their bikes. It would be beneficial to them to have it registered in a national system if possible, because we always promote that registering your bike will help get your bike back in your hands if something were to happen, like I explained earlier, loss or theft. But for our community, we are asking that if you're a Texas A&M staff, faculty, or student, that we are requiring you to register your bike.
Okay, well, let's talk about registration then. If I am somebody, if I'm a bike owner, I'm part of that bike community, and I would like to register my bike, or I need to register my bike, how is the best way to go about that?
Well, it's a pretty straightforward process, Chelsea. You would go onto our website, transport.tamu.edu. You would log into your My Account, and once you click on bike registration, the process will walk you through it. After that, it is a two-step process, so you would have to select to have your permit sent to you. Once you receive your permit, we ask that you follow the sample insert and install the permit on your bicycle, and that's pretty much it.
And Melissa, if someone doesn't get their bike registered and they decide to take it on campus and use it to go to class or whatever, what will happen if they don't register their bike?
Well, like I said, communication is really the primary reason we're requiring the bike registration. It's not our goal to have this large-scale impounding of unregistered bikes. We will address unregistered bikes that we see repeatedly parking on campus, but this initiative is really to develop a database for communications.
You guys aren't necessarily impounding bikes yet or giving out, you know, any type of warnings. That'll start November 18th.
No, that process, like I said, it's not our goal to have a large-scale impounding
between right.
November 18. We're really trying to encourage people to register so that we can communicate
okay.
to them.
Okay.
So it won't be November 18. We start doing the paid registration and people get impounded.
Okay.
That's absolutely not our goal.
Okay.
Our goal is to really encourage them to get registered so that we can get in contact with them direct. In the event that we have any of the situations that I outlined,
mm-hmm.
you know, loss, theft, construction, emergencies on campus where we have to relocate their bikes, they don't come out of class wondering where their bike went. And again, to share that information with the university PD, if their bike is stolen or lost, there's no proof. It's really hard to put the bike back into the owner's hands without some type of proof.
Okay.
That process is really going to support that case if something happens like that.
Okay. So, you know, you say bike registration is mandatory, but there really aren't any repercussions yet if you don't get it registered.
No, there's not. And like I said, we will address unregistered bikes down the line that we see repeatedly parking on campus that are not registered. But this initiative, especially in the early stages, and when I say early stages, I mean until we see that a majority of people are registered, this initiative is to develop that database. It's not for large-scale enforcement.
Is there anything that I missed? Anything else that you would like to touch upon before we kind of wrap things up?
Yeah, sure. There's a couple things, you know, just about us, the campus. Texas A&M is a bike-friendly university. We received that designation by the League of American Bicyclists in fall of 2015. So really, the initiatives that we take under the Alternative Transportation Program really fall in line with their 5 E's, which are engineering, education, encouragement, enforcement, evaluation, and planning. And it's really important. We'd like to communicate to the campus about what we do on campus for them as bicyclists. We have fix-it stations on campus. We are improving our lanes and our infrastructure so that we can accommodate bikes more and make the campus more safe for them to travel on. We have installed green lane markings. We actually installed last year a Dutch Junction to support the safe travel of our biking community and pedestrians and vehicles as well, but it has green markings, which specifically are tailored for the bicycle travel. So there's a lot that we are moving towards doing and that we are doing at this time under the Alternative Transportation Program. So we really are excited about building that communications database so that we could really let our community know, or specifically the biking community, know what's ahead for them, what they can take advantage of, what initiatives are in place to keep them safe while they're biking on campus, and any other information that would benefit them by coming to campus and safely biking without any injuries.
Well, Melissa, why don't you go ahead and give us just a quick reminder of the deadline for the fee-free registration period and then also what the best website is to go find more information.
The deadline for the mandatory registration expires November 17th, so we're asking our Texas A&M biking community to get their bikes registered for free by November 17. As of November 18, the cost will be $10. And to do that process, either now or then, they can go to transport.tamu.edu. Again, that's transport.tamu.edu. And click on My Account. Once they click on their account, they could click on bike registration, and the process will be pretty straightforward from there, Chelsea.
Thanks again to Communications Manager Melissa Mirage from Texas A&M Transportation Services for visiting with us today. Their website is transport.tamu.edu. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.